Mike, let's take a look at a couple of games that are kind of off the chart, so to speak. Number 23, Navy, goes to South Bend, takes on number 16, Notre Dame. That's NBC at 2:30 p.m. Over on ABC at 3:30, it's unranked Wake Forest at number 3, Clemson. Of course, Wake Forest was upset at Virginia Tech last week. Everybody was looking at this game as something that Wake Forest could challenge Clemson. I really never thought that. But again, we'll find out how good Wake Forest is at 7-2. When you look at these overall series, they're lopsided in the favor of Notre Dame and Clemson. Notre Dame leads this series 76-13-1. They didn't lose from 1963 to 2007. But if you look at the last 12, Navy is kind of a respectable 8-4. Clemson, they own a 66-17-1 record against the Demon Deacons, and they're 17-3 over the last 20 meetings. The last time that Wake won, 2008, 12-7, it was Tommy Bowden's final game as head coach. The next Monday, Dabo Swinney was promoted to interim head coach. Then at the end of the season, permanent head coach. And we know the story there. Last year, Clemson won this game 56-3. They're a big favorite again tomorrow.
Maybe that Wake Forest loss was the best loss in Clemson's history.
Yep.
It propelled Dabo to be the head coach. No one thought he would get to where he is now, but hey, he's on top of the mountain. Let me start out talking about the Navy game. The point spread tells me Navy's going to compete in South Bend. The Irish Final Four hopes are done. Now they face the triple option of Navy. They're only getting 9.5, so it's not an ideal spot for Notre Dame. Back to Clemson. We at OTM, we have Clemson, Ohio State, and LSU rated as the top three. They're all within a point or so of each other. And the rest are, frankly, just a few notches below those three. The Tigers, they got a gift when those opening rankings had Clemson at number 5. Look, the point spread says they can name their score here to a 2-loss Wake team that's not that bad. But for Clemson to be favored by 32 against a 7-2 team, what that tells you is, number one, Clemson feels they have every right and every reason to beat teams as bad as they can.